These are the daily Bible readings for December 22nd, or day 356. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. 1 Maccabees chapters 11 and 12. And the king of Egypt gathered together an army, like the sand that lieth upon the seashore, and many ships. And he sought to get the kingdom of Alexander by deceit, and join it to his own kingdom. And he went out into Syria with peaceable words. And they opened to him the cities and met him. For King Alexander had ordered them to go forth to meet him, because he was his father-in-law. Now when Ptolemy entered into the cities, he put garrisons of soldiers in every city. And when he came near to Azotus, they showed him the temple of Dagon, that was burnt with fire, and Azotus, and the suburbs thereof that were destroyed, and the bodies that were cast abroad, and the graves of them that were slain in the battle, which they had made near the way. And they told the king that Jonathan had done these things to make him odious. But the king held his peace, and Jonathan came to meet the king at Joppe with glory. And they slaughtered one another, and they lodged there. And Jonathan went with the king as far as the river called Eleutherus, and he returned into Jerusalem. And King Ptolemy got the dominion of the cities by the seaside, even to Seleucia. And he devised evil designs against Alexander, and he sent ambassadors to Demetrius, saying, "Come, let us make a league between us, and I will give thee my daughter whom Alexander hath, and thou shalt reign in the kingdom of thy father. For I repent that I have given him my daughter, for he hath sought to kill me, and he slandered him, because he coveted his kingdom. And he took away his daughter, and gave her to Demetrius, and alienated himself from Alexander, and his enemies were made manifest. And Ptolemy entered into Antioch, and set two crowns upon his head, that of Egypt and that of Asia." Now King Alexander was in Sicilia at that time, because they that were in those places had rebelled. And when Alexander heard of it, he came to give him battle. And King Ptolemy brought forth his army, and met him with a strong power, and put him to flight. And Alexander fled into Arabia, there to be protected. And King Ptolemy was exalted. And Zabdiel, the Arabian, took off Alexander's head, and sent it to Ptolemy. And King Ptolemy died the third day after, and they that were there in the strongholds were destroyed by them that were within the camp. And Demetrius reigned in the 167th year. In those days Jonathan gathered together them that were in Judea to take the castle that was in Jerusalem, and they made many engines of war against it. Then some wicked men that hated their own nation went away to King Demetrius and told him that Jonathan was besieging the castle. And when he heard it, he was angry, and forthwith he came to Ptolemais and wrote to Jonathan that he should not besiege the castle, but should come to him in haste and speak to him. But when Jonathan heard this, he bade them besiege it still, and he chose some of the ancients of Israel and of the priests and put himself in danger. And he took gold and silver and raiment and many other presents, and went to the king of Ptolemais, and he found favor in his sight. And certain wicked men of his nation made complaints against him, and the king treated him as his predecessors had done before, and he exalted him in the sight of all his friends, and he confirmed him in the high priesthood and in all the honors he had before, and he made him chief of his friends. And Jonathan requested of the king that he would make Judea free from tribute, and the three governments, and Samaria, and the confines thereof, and he promised him 300 talents. And the king consented, and he wrote letters to Jonathan of all these things to this effect: King Demetrius, to his brother Jonathan, and to the nation of the Jews, greeting. We send you here a copy of the letter which we have written to Lasthesnes, our parent, concerning you, that you might know it. King Demetrius, to Lathnestes, his parent, greeting. We have determined to do good to the nation of the Jews, who are our friends, and keep the things which are just with us for their own good will, which they bear towards us. We have ratified, therefore, unto them all the borders of Judea and the three cities, Ephraimah, Lida, and Ramatha, which are added to Judea out of Samaria and other confines, to be set apart to all them that sacrifice in Jerusalem, instead of the payments which the king received of them every year, and for the fruits of the land and of the trees, and for all other things that belong to us of the tithes and of the tributes. From this time we discharge them of them. The salt pans also and the crowns that were presented to us, we give all to them, and nothing hereof shall be revoked from this time forth and forevermore. Now therefore see that thou make a copy of these things, and let it be given to Jonathan, and set upon the holy mountain in a conspicuous place. And King Demetrius, seeing that the land was quiet before him, and nothing resisted him, sent away all his forces, every man to his own place, except the foreign army, which he had drawn together from the islands of the nations. So all the troops of his fathers hated him. Now there was one Tryphon, who had been of Alexander's party before, who, seeing that all the army murmured against Demetrius, went to Amalchuel the Arabian, who brought up Antiochus the son of Alexander. And he pressed him much to deliver him to him, that he might be king in his father's place. And he told him all that Demetrius had done, and how his soldiers hated him. And he remained there many days. And Jonathan sent to King Demetrius, desiring that he would cast out them that were in the castle in Jerusalem, and those that were in the strongholds, because they fought against Israel. And Demetrius sent to Jonathan, saying, I will not only do this for thee and for thy people, but I will greatly honor thee in thy nation, when opportunity shall serve. Now therefore thou shalt do well, if thou send me men to help me, for all my army is gone from me. And Jonathan sent him 3,000 valiant men to Antioch, and they came to the king, and the king was very glad of their coming. And they that were of the city assembled themselves together to the number of 120,000 men, and would have killed the king. And the king fled into the palace, and they of the city kept the passages of the city, and began to fight. And the king called the Jews to his assistance, and they came to him all at once, and they all dispersed themselves through the city. And they slew in that day 100,000 men, and they set fire to the city, and got many spoils that day, and delivered the king. And they that were of the city saw that the Jews had gotten the city as they would, and they were discouraged in their mind, and cried to the king, making supplication, and saying, Grant us peace, and let the Jews cease from assaulting us and the city. And they threw down their arms and made peace. And the Jews were glorified in the sight of the king, and in the sight of all that were in his realm, and were renowned throughout the kingdom, and returned to Jerusalem with many spoils. So King Demetrius sat in the throne of his kingdom, and the land was quiet before him. And he falsified all whatsoever he had said, and alienated himself from Jonathan, and did not reward him according to the benefits he had received from him, and gave him great trouble. And after this, Tryphon returned, and with him Antiochus the young boy, who was made king, and put on the diadem. And there assembled unto him all the hands which Demetrius had sent away, and they fought against Demetrius, who turned his back and fled. And Tryphon took the elephants, and made himself master of Antioch. And young Antiochus wrote to Jonathan, saying, I confirm thee in the high priesthood, and I appoint thee ruler over the four cities, and to be one of the king's friends. And he sent him vessels of gold for his service, and he gave him leave to drink in gold, and to be clothed in purple, and to wear a golden buckle. And he made his brother Simon, governor from the borders of Tyre, even to the confines of Egypt. Then Jonathan went forth and passed through the cities beyond the river, and all the forces of Syria gathered themselves to him to help him. And he came to Ascalon, And they met him honorably out of the city. And he went from thence to Gaza, and they that were in Gaza shut him out. And he besieged it, and burned all the suburbs round about, and took the spoils. And the men of Gaza made supplication to Jonathan, and he gave them the right hand, and he took their sons for hostages, and sent them to Jerusalem, and he went throughout the country as far as Damascus. And Jonathan heard that the generals of Demetrius were come treacherously to Cades, which is in Galilee, with a great army, proposing to remove him from the affairs of the kingdom. And he went against them, but left his brother Simon in the country. And Simon encamped against Bethsura, and assaulted it many days, and shut them up. And they desired him to make peace, and he granted it them. And he cast them out from thence, and took the city, and placed a garrison in it. And Jonathan and his army encamped by the water of Gennesar, and before it was light, they were ready in the plain of Asor. And behold, the army of the strangers met him in the plain, and they laid an ambush for him in the mountains. But he went out against them. And they that lay in ambush rose out of their places and joined battle. And all that were on Jonathan's side fled. And none was left of them but Mathathias, the son of Absalom, and Judas the son of Calphi, chief captain of the army. And Jonathan rent his garments and cast earth upon his head and prayed. And Jonathan turned again to them to battle, and he put them to flight, and they fought. And they of his part that fled saw this, and they turned again to him. And they all with him pursued the enemies, even to Cades, to their own camp, and they came even thither. And there fell of the aliens in that day 3,000 men, and Jonathan returned to Jerusalem. And Jonathan saw that the time served him, and he chose certain men and sent them to Rome to confirm and to renew the amity with them. And he sent letters to the Spartans and to other places according to the same form. And they went to Rome and entered into the Senate house and said, Jonathan the high priest and the nation of the Jews have sent us to renew the amity and alliance as it was before. And they gave them letters to their governors in every place to conduct them into the land of Judea with peace. And this is a copy of the letters which Jonathan wrote to the Spartans. Jonathan the high priest, and the ancients of the nation, and the priests and the rest of the people of the Jews, to the Spartans, their brethren, greeting. There were letters sent long ago to Onias the high priest from Arius, who reigned then among you, to signify that you are our brethren, as the copy here underwritten doth specify. And Onias received the ambassador with honor, and received the letters wherein there was mention made of the alliance and amity. We, though we needed none of these things, have for our comfort the holy books that are in our hands. Choose rather to send to you in renewal, to renew the brotherhood and friendship, lest we should become strangers to you altogether, for there is a long time past since you sent to us. We therefore at all times, without ceasing, both in our festivals and other days, wherein is convenient, remember you in the sacrifices that we offer, and in our observances as it is meet, and becoming to remember brethren. And we rejoice at your glory. But we have had many troubles and wars on every side, and the kings that are round about us have fought against us. But we would not be troublesome to you, nor to the rest of our allies and friends in these wars. For we have had help from heaven, and we have been delivered, and our enemies are humbled. And we have chosen, therefore, Numenius, the son of Antiochus, and Antipater, the son of Jason, and have sent them to the Romans to renew with them the former amity and alliance. And we have commended them to go also to you, and to salute you, and to deliver you our letters concerning the renewing of our brotherhood. And now you should do well to give us an answer here too. And this is the copy of the letter which he had sent to Onias. Arius, king of the Spartans, to Onias the high priest, greeting. It is found in writing concerning the Spartans and the Jews that they are brethren, and they are of the stock of Abraham. And now, since this has come to our knowledge, you do well to write to us of your prosperity. And we also have written back to you that our cattle and our possessions are yours, and yours ours. We therefore have commanded that these things should be told you. Now Jonathan heard that the generals of Demetrius were come again with a greater army than before to fight against him. So he went out from Jerusalem and met them in the land of Amath, for he gave them no time to enter into his country. And he sent spies into their camp, and they came back and brought him word that they had designed to come upon them in the night. And when the sun was set, Jonathan commanded his men to watch and to be in arms all night, ready to fight, and he sent sentinels round about the camp. And the enemies heard that Jonathan and his men were ready for battle, and they were struck with fear and dread in their heart, and they kindled fires in their camp. But Jonathan and they that were with him knew it not till the morning, for they saw the lights burning. And Jonathan pursued after them, but overtook them not, for they had passed the river Eleutherus. And Jonathan turned upon the Arabians that are called Zabadeans, and he defeated them and took the spoils of them. And he went forward and came to Damascus and passed through all that country. Simon also went forth and came as far as Ascalon and the neighboring fortress, and he turned aside to Joppe and took possession of it. For he had heard that they designed to deliver the hold to them that took part with Demetrius, and he put a garrison there to keep it. And Jonathan came back and called together the ancients of the people, and he took a resolution with them to build fortress in Judea, and to build up the walls of Jerusalem, and raise a mount between the castle and the city, to separate it from the city, so that it might have no communication, and that they might neither buy nor sell. And they came together to build up the city, for the wall that was upon the brook towards the east was broken down, and he repaired that which is called Kapathetha. And Simon built Adiada in Cephala, and fortified it, and set up gates and bars. Now when Tryphon had conceived a design to make himself king of Asia, and to take the crown, and to stretch out his hand against King Antiochus, fearing lest Jonathan would not suffer him, but would fight against him, he sought to seize upon him and to kill him. So he rose up and came to Bethsan. And Jonathan went out to meet him with 40,000 men chosen for battle, and came to Bethsan. Now when Tryphon saw that Jonathan came with a great army, he durst not stretch forth his hand against him, but received him with honor, and commended him to all his friends, and gave him presents. And he commanded his troops to obey him as himself. And he said to Jonathan, "Why hast thou troubled all the people, whereas we have no war? Now therefore send them back to their own houses, and choose thee a few men that may be with thee, and come with me to Ptolemais, and I will deliver it to thee and the rest of the strongholds, and the army, and all that have any charge, and I will return and go away, for this is the cause of my coming." And Jonathan believed him, and did as he said, and sent away his army, and they departed into the land of Judah. But he kept with him 3,000 men, of whom he sent 2,000 into Galilee, and 1,000 went with him. Now as soon as Jonathan entered into Ptolemais, they of Ptolemais shut the gates of the city, and took him, and all them that came in with him they slew with the sword. Then Tryphon sent an army and horsemen into Galilee, and into the great plain to destroy all Jonathan's company. And they, when they understood that Jonathan and all that were with him were taken and slain, encouraged one another, and went out ready for battle. And they that had come after them, seeing that they stood for their lives, returned back. Whereupon they all came peaceably into the land of Judah, and they bewailed Jonathan and them that had been with him exceedingly, and Israel mourned with great lamentation. Then all the heathens that were round about them sought to destroy them, for they said, "They have no prince, nor any to help them. Now, therefore, let us make war upon them, and take away the memory of them from amongst men." Ecclesiasticus chapter 42. Repeat not the word which thou hast heard, and disclose not the thing that is secret. So shalt thou be truly without confusion, and shalt find favor before all men. Be not ashamed of any of these things, and accept no person to sin thereby. Of the law of the Most High, and of his covenant, and of judgment to justify the ungodly, of the affair of companions and travelers, and of the gift of inheritance of friends, of exactness of balance and weights, of getting much or little, of the corruption of buying and of merchants, and of much correction of children, and to make the side of a wicked slave to bleed. Sure-keeping is good over a wicked wife. Where there are many hands, shut up, and deliver all things in number, and wait, and put all in writing that thou givest out or receivest in. Be not ashamed to inform the unwise and foolish, and the aged, that are judged by young men, and thou shalt be well instructed in all things, and well approved in the sight of all men living. The father waketh for the daughter when no man knoweth, and the care for her taketh away his sleep. When she is young, lest she pass away the flower of her age, and when she is married, lest she should be hateful. In her virginity, lest she should be corrupted, and be found with child in her father's house, and having a husband, lest she should misbehave herself, or at the least become barren. Keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter, lest at any time she make thee become a laughingstock to thy enemies, and a byword in the city, and a reproach among the people, and she make thee ashamed before all the multitude. Behold, not everybody's beauty, and tarry not among women. For from garments cometh a moth, and from a woman the iniquity of a man. For better is the iniquity of a man than a woman doing a good turn, and a woman bringing shame and reproach. I will now remember the works of the Lord, and will declare the things I have seen. By the words of the Lord are his works. The sun giving light hath looked upon all things, and full of the glory of the Lord is his work. Hath not the Lord made the saints to declare all his wonderful works, which the Lord Almighty hath firmly settled to be established for his glory? He hath searched out the deep and the heart of men, and considered their crafty devices. For the Lord knoweth all knowledge, and hath beheld the signs of the world. He declareth the things that are past, and the things that are to come, and revealeth the traces of hidden things. No thought escapeth him, and no word can hide itself from him. He hath beautified the glorious works of his wisdom, and he is from eternity to eternity, and to him nothing may be added. Nor can he be diminished, and he hath no need of any counselor. Oh, how desirable are all his works, and what we can know is but a spark. All these things live and remain forever, and for every use all things obey him. All things are doable, one against another, and he hath made nothing defective. He hath established the good things of everyone, and who shall be filled with beholding his glory? The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, chapter 13. And I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten diadems, and upon his heads names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like to a leopard, and his feet were like to the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his own strength and great power. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, slain to death, and his death's wound was healed. And all the earth was in admiration after the beast. And they adored the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they adored the beast, saying, Who is like to the beast, and who should be able to fight with him? And there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to do 2 and 40 months. And he opened his mouth unto blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over every tribe and people and tongue and nation. And all that dwell upon the earth adored him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb, which was slain from the beginning of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that shall lead into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that shall kill by the sword must be killed by the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exalted all his power of the former beast in his sight. And he caused the earth and them that dwell therein to adore the first beast, whose wound to death was healed. And he did great signs, so that he made also fire to come down from heaven unto the earth in the sight of men. And he seduced them that dwell on the earth, for the signs which were given him to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make the image of the beast, which had the wound by the sword and lived. And it was given him to give life to the image of the beast, and that the image of the beast should speak, and should cause that whosoever will not adore the image of the beast should be slain. And he shall make all, both little and great, rich and poor, free men and bondmen, to have a character in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, but he that hath the character, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. He that hath understanding, let him count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and the number of him is 666. The prayer of St. Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.